Her father, was a bear hunting district judge. He was a district judge, and they called him Bear Hunting Judge Hightower. He was born in a big thicket over there. He lived in a big thicket.
Yes. What's the big thicket like? I've never been over there.
Well, the big thicket is just a solid sheet of woods for miles. Nobody around it at all. So the doctor said that he had tuberculosis, so he moved down to Cleveland thinking he'd get well and get moving in a big thicket. And sure enough, he did get well. He didn't have no tuberculosis, consumption, they called it. And he raised, I think, 19 children. He was married 4 times. His 3 wives died, and his last one, he had 9 by his last wife and 10 by his first 3 wives.
That's a big family.
That's a big family.
And your father was born out here?
Out there on the farm. 7 miles southwest of Huntsville.
Now, did your parents ever go to school?
No, they never had no good school. They come up here to this college here and went there till they got tired and quit. My father never had no degree from college.
But he went to college?
He went to college. They all, my grandfather was well financially fixed. He had 8 children. And he wanted to give them all the education, but some of them, you know how they are, they just don't want no education. They'd rather chase women and roam around, you know. So my father happened to be one of those kind.
What about your mother? Did she go to school ever?
Yeah, she went to San Houston Normal with him. Came from Cleveland up here and boarded. He had a boarding house, Singletary house. Boarded in a Singletary house for girls. That's where my father met her.
Then they got married.
Yeah, they got married. She came from a large family and then knew the family. My grandfather was district judge for 40 years there. And then my grandpa, big man working convict, so they just decided they'd marry, you know, but they never did get along.
What did your father do?
My father was a traveling salesman. Traveling salesman.
Where did he work around?
Well, he worked for different companies, selling dry goods and stuff like that, you know. But he was known as a traveling salesman. But he wouldn't stick to no job very long.
And what about your mother?
My mother tried to make a home for us all, but he was a Roman kind of man, you know, and he never would settle down. So she had to finally divorce him. And they gave me to my Uncle Gus, my daddy's brother.
How old were you then?
I was about 12 years old when they gave me to him.
Tell me about that living with him.
Well, I lived there with him until 1923. And I married. I farmed all that time, you know. I farmed with Negro labor, you know, and raised cotton. And he gave me everything I made. He didn't charge me no rent for the land and stuff. He'd well financially fixed himself. So I met my wife and we married. She was going to college up here and I was going to college too. So we married in 1923. We observed our 50th anniversary.
Yes, 50th anniversary.
Yes, sir. That's a nice little picture there.
July the 23rd, 1900. Now, you're talking about slave convicts. Well, he didn't own them now. They was working for the day fund then because slavery was done dismissed. Yes, but that and got the gun there was Uncle Wilson. An old Hamp down there. They was ex-convicts, ex-slaves.
Of your Uncle Gus?
No, they wasn't the best of some other families. After they dismissed slavery, they just went to roaming hunting jobs, you know. But I'm from a large family of too. My mother being they owned 50 slaves out there in that country.
Yes.
And they worked a little world of lambs.